It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Today we introduce a series of podcasts called Voices from the Garden. It's a look at the intrinsic mix of life and faith and gardening. On this podcast, we examine what needs to be done in our garden and our lives to get ready for winter. Listen now to Come Before Winter. You know, every year about this time, my mind begins to reflect on the season that's passed, the hard work, those early hours in the garden, and the tremendous joy that our garden brings to us. I also begin to reflect on what needs to be done to prepare for the next season in the garden before the chill of winter takes hold here in Alabama. Here are just a few tips for fall cleanup and spruce up around the garden. Now, the summer's likely taken its toll up on our plants, and the autumn winds will make their way into our garden, leaving leaves, twigs, other garden debris in your planting beds. Now's a great time to clean those out. Leaves will often become moldy during the winter months and can be a problem for you come spring. It's also a great time to reapply mulch in your garden. By now, some of your spring mulch has broken down and needs to be reapplied. Mulch in your garden beds helps keep down weeds and also helps with moisture retention at the base of your plant. Now's the time to remove your annuals and replace with fall chrysanthemums. Vibrant yellows, golds, and purple hues welcome fall like no other flower in the garden. Once the blooms are spent, we always plant ours in the backyard. Just snip off those spent blooms and plant. You'll enjoy them again next year. Now, here in Shelby County, local garden shops and roadside stands have a great selection of fall mums. It's also a great time to divide lilies and irises for blooms next year. Why not share some of those with a neighbor? Clean your gardening tools. Removing dirt and grime will help extend the life of those tools, and your pruners and cutters need to be oiled to keep rust at bay. Now, I'm reminded at this time of year of a passage of Scripture from the Bible, 2 Timothy 4:21, make every effort to come before winter. Now, this passage is a reminder to me to set things right in my garden and in my life before winter comes. The Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy to ask him to come. He had left Timothy in charge of the church at Ephesus, and an aged Paul was now a prisoner in Rome. He loved his friend, and he had a desire to see him one last time. That passage reminds me of a final conversation I had with my grandmother in the late summer of 1987. We stood in the Nashville airport, and she cried as she held me tight, and she said, "I'll never see you again." I brushed it off, and I said, "Grandma, I'll see you at Christmas." And she just smiled and held my face and stared into my eyes as if looking deep inside my soul. Little did I know that it would indeed be the last time I stared into her beautiful, caring eyes and was able to touch the hands of a woman that I truly loved. She passed away 2 days before Thanksgiving and a few hours before my arrival at her bedside. Time is fleeting. I was reminded that day and a thousand times since to make the most of the time that we have on this earth. As Grandma used to say, "Honey, this ain't no dress rehearsal." Are there relationships in your life that need to be mended? Loose ends left untied? Are there words unspoken that now need to be said? Just as our gardens get messy, so do our lives. I urge you to take a few moments this fall to reflect upon not only your garden, but your life, and set these things in order that have gone awry with the people around you. You'll be a better person, and you'll recapture for yourself and for them a sense of energy, and hopefully by the grace of God, you'll be at peace come winter.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.